Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, August 5th, 2013, and today we can all breathe a little easier learning that our senators and congressmen are not going to be subject to the increased costs of Obamacare like the rest of us. They have been worried sick about this, the senators and congressmen and their staffs, that is, that they might have to suffer the same provisions of Obamacare that the rest of the American people suffer. But no, Congress has figured out a way to make that go away. We rest easy for them. I am happy for them. They finally brought so much pressure to bear on each other through their sniping at each other and on President Obama that he said he would personally intervene. He would handle it personally to approve a deal that would create a regulatory fix for members of Congress and their staff. Under Obamacare, Senator Chuck Grassley, originally when this bill was passed, Chuck Grassley, Senator from Iowa, Republican from Iowa, asserted a provision in it that said that members of Congress and their aides must be covered by plans, quote, created by the law or offered through the exchange. Well, Congress has been in an uproar about this ever since, and time was about to run out. Without the federal government paying for their health premiums, rather than going through the exchanges like the rest of us, they would have faced thousands of dollars in additional premiums each year like the rest of us will face. They were afraid, they said, afraid of brain drain. That's their expression, brain drain. That is, their best staff would leave for greener pastures because they had to pay their own premiums like the rest of us. The rest of us losing our best people is of no concern to Congress, but they knew they did not want to lose their staff. This was all done under extreme pressure since enrollment in the exchanges starts October 1st of this year. The first idea was to fix this problem through passing legislation. But since Congress can't pass anything, they are so deadlocked, they were afraid that they would not be able to get this done on time, and they were afraid that sunshine would be the best disinfectant, and the American people would be able to see clearly what they were doing. So they decided to just pass a regulation to get President Obama to approve a regulation by the Office of Personnel Management and exempt them from it. So that is what they did. The White House was concerned that Republicans would use this new regulation against them politically, even though the Republicans wanted it just as much as the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi issued a statement that said that members of Congress had to enroll in the exchanges as the law required. This was before the deal was passed. Members had to enroll as the law required. She went on to praise their efforts, that is, Congress's efforts to educate consumers on the law's provisions and to tout its benefits. Well, we have to be educated. We consumers have to be educated on the law's provisions and its benefits touted to us, but not Congress. No. They don't have to worry about that. They don't have to worry about the law's provisions. The government will continue to pay their health care costs and that of their staff. This new regulatory change is set to happen this week, and it will be enacted by the Office of Personnel Management. I wonder sometimes how members of Congress and the Senate sleep at night. I wonder how they can look at themselves in the mirror in the morning, but something tells me that they sleep just fine, folks. That's the way I see it. Monday, August 5th, 2013. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.